Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of the album History, Mojotron 2, by Ivorian star Diddy B of popular rap group Kifno Beat. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Loading. History was released on May 31st, 2022. It has 16 songs, and that's 48 minutes, 31 seconds of runtime. And there are only three features on there, which are Jose, Black K, and SDM. I found History to be a marvelous journey. It was crafted to be that, and it gave me a wonderful perspective of a project, not just songs put together. The tempo of History was interesting, different energies throughout, yet Diddy B did well to unify everything with ease, irresistible rap versatility and delivery, and the occasional singing here and there as well. You get trap, drill, coupe décalé, and some afro beats in a fusion somewhat, and the sound is very familiar. There's undeniable Kifno Beat DNA in there, but no surprises as well, because a lot of the production credits are with Tamsa, who's well known in the industry that side and has handled a lot of production for Kifno Beat and other artists. I got the sense of a man that genuinely enjoys creating music for joyous occasions, but is not timid to explore the deeper topics as well. He has the guts to do so and do everything quite well. This album, History, definitely enters my rotation as an outlier. I'm likely to pick my favorites, such as Yeah Yeah, which is a smash, History, Toot La Night, PCP, Tala, Gucci Fendi, and I'll add those tracks to some of my playlists on Spotify and Audio Mac, or better yet, create a new one that can accommodate West African sounds beyond Nigeria and Ghana, for example. For a sophomore album, 9 years after his debut, Diddy B made sure. I'll give this one a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.